This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yo, British, who? Misfits are actually getting back together going on tour. I won't go see them. I don't like the whole dark culture, but I do like some of the music. Texas is the reason. The president's dead. But it is some powerful music. But see, you can say, oh, that's something that's dark. What about all of a sudden that masquerades as light that is really darker? Actually, the devil isn't dark. The devil masquerades as an angel of light. Yo, British Hill, ain't no mystery. Why I'm in misery. I know I might go. No, I'm not going to go. But listen to those lyrics. I guess the story on this song is Misfits went over to England to play, and they got arrested because they were wearing their makeup. Lynn Danzig did it. He was in jail for a few days. He hated it so much. He said, what is your problem? All the corpses here are clean. You know, you guys have to be in your pretty jail cells. I mean, this place is such a tyranny that you see punk rockers walking along and you arrest them. I don't want to be in your British hell. I'm not ever coming back here. And that's the story on that song. Is you got all these hypocrites looking like they're all clean and nice in their suits. And look at the UK. Half the time you investigate some preacher, be it Catholic or Protestant, they're running some pedophile ring, and then a lot of times they're killing the kids, and the BBC's involved, and the royal family, and Jimmy Savile, he ran all these young girls' charities. I mean, who would put their young daughters or young foster girls, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, with Jimmy Savile? Can we put him on screen for folks? I mean, he is the definition of the stereotypical pedophile. I mean, I'll be honest. I see that face. I want to take a warhammer to his jaw and see the whole lower mandible just rip away. That is, as a father, I just one image. Warhammer! And look at him getting awards from the Queen. Oh, the corpses here are clean. That's right. Franklin Child Prostitution Ring. Yeah, that's the stuff at Omaha, Nebraska. I love how Wikipedia says allegations. There were indictments, arrest, you name it. It's like that line from Lord of the Rings. It's in the film, too, but can you guys Google Lord of the Rings quote? You look fair but feel foul, but you look foul but feel fair. And I've noticed that in my life. A lot of times the things that look foul are really the fairest. But sometimes the things that look foul are the foulest. Like a Savile, sometimes when evil really uncloaks, then it's so, when it just doesn't even care anymore and shows itself, it's like, whoa. But a lot of times it's very beautiful, isn't it? And there's also something about twisted evil looking beautiful on the surface to the fairest heart. Frodo, I think a servant of the enemy would look fairer and feel fouler. There you go. I think it's a bigger quote in the actual book. Well, if he was one of the enemy, he would look fairer and, well, feel fouler, if you see what I mean. The worst of the enemy do look pretty fair, like psychos. I've run into that people like American Psycho, especially dealt with them personally. They look just like American Psycho, they act like it, and boy, they're evil. Here, let's go back and read the rest of the quote. Aragorn says, back laughing, while I look foul and feel fair, is that it? Frodo Baggins and Aragorn. That's a good book. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of allegories. Turns out old J.R.R. Tolkien knew a thing or two.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
If you leave me, I won't miss you.
If you leave me, I won't miss you.
I won't ever take you back.
And I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me. 'Cause I don't love you, and I feel bad.
The older you get, the more wise you get.
I got some,
but the more haunted you are
property,
by all the loves, all the pains, and all the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes with it all. I'll say this, you either become more wise as you progress in life, or you just degenerate. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't become more wise. They just keep doubling down on the globalist paradigm of fraud and wonder why they're so unhappy. All right, let me run through a bunch of headlines. I'm going to go to your phone calls until our guest joins us at the bottom of the hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers on this Friday, let me add. And we do have one of the heroes, one of the Army Rangers, assigned as a contractor, combat vet assigned to the CIA, who refused the stand-down order, will be joining us. He wrote the book that turned into 13 hours. So that's coming up. And we have several other guests as well. The toll-free number again is 800-259-9231. Please remember that our local M&F affiliates are under siege. The establishment is trying to move money away from radio, even though it still has some of the biggest audiences out there in this atomized system of media, and are trying to basically leverage out libertarian and patriot and conservative radio. It is key to support your local affiliates carrying this show. It is key to support their sponsors and to become a sponsor if you can. This is an information war. You need to be all in my view. And I know a lot of you are, but now is the time to commit, whether it's putting up a billboard for the local station or whether it's becoming a sponsor or bare minimum sending them $50 or calling your sponsor and saying, I'm buying from you because you are supporting the Alex Jones broadcast or any other programs that are telling the truth, basic nationalism, basic family, basic Christian values. And that doesn't even mean you got to be a Christian. Okay, I'm just saying, don't attack Christians, don't attack freedom of assembly, don't attack the Bill of Rights. I don't have to agree with everybody out there. Just as long as you're not a tyrant, as long as you're not a globalist who's trying to take all this tyranny and sell it like it's okay. And by the way, those of you that have signed on to tyranny, there's a reason the globalists want physical oppression and are trying to get that in place. Because they got stuff planned that's so over the top, no amount of PR is going to sell it. And those of you that were on board in this phase are going to be sitting in the worst position. It's not just history. It's currently happening. These things follow exact paradigms. They follow how in criminology can top criminologists predict where a serial killer is going to strike next with frightening accuracy now? Using their mind, which is more powerful than any computer. Because criminals are so OCD. They follow weird little rituals they do. The more psychotic, the more evil, the more so. And following the New World Order, I mean, I've got their number, folks. I've been watching them for 25 years closely, longer than that. I mean, I grew up around people that were concerned about this, but as a side issue. And I didn't pay much attention to it until I became a young man and was going to college and high school, and everything I'd been warned about was true. But I saw it from the enemy perspective pushing the agenda. I was like, wow, my dad and uncle and family and all those people that come over to the house, they were all right. So I'm thinking, who were those people when I was a little kid? It's like Dallas cops and FBI agents and CIA people. And they'd be sitting around the coffee table with my dad, really scared and concerned about the country, worried. And then I just think back to people before them, like Barry Goldwater and all the folks that knew what was happening, and McCarthy was dead on, folks. He did some things that, you know, we see as, you know, anti-liberty, but when you're in a war with people that want to overthrow your government and your free system, I mean, at a certain point, when do the gloves come off here? They're not wearing gloves for us. They got bare knuckles or brass knuckles punching us right in the teeth. And I want us to have the moral high ground. I don't want to fight the enemy and turn into them. But if you got me down in the ditch kicking me in the stomach, I'm going to throw sand in your eyes. And I'll just be honest that I'm starting to get to that point. I mean, we really are captured by some really screwed up people, really bad people. And that's all I'm trying to warn people about, for heaven's sakes. Everybody needs to get prepared. You need to get family, friends focused on what's happening. People need to, if you haven't taken your firearms out and you've gotten a little bit rusty or you don't know how to use a firearm, get one, go take a safety class, and just have that bare minimum. Water filtration, storable food. We've got the best products, the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com, but do your own research. Whatever you do, get ready. But that's defense. Used to, I spent 90% of my time on offense, 10% on defense. Now I spend about 70% of my time on offense, 30% on defense. And I'm quite frankly not selfish, but I have responsibility to my family. I'm looking very soon at going 50-50. I mean, it's getting to the point where InfoWars can't even be my priority. My family has to be. That's how real this is, folks. And it's very saddening to me. It hurts because I know what's on the other side. We're trying to block the gate. It's on fire. The enemy's coming over the top. The average person's in a trance, stumbling around, going, where's the New World Order? As the Pope announces it, and as societies break down everywhere, and as borders are open, and there's just burning and pillaging all over Europe, and major highways shut down in France and Germany, with just hordes of thousands robbing everyone, and civil emergencies announced. And the governments are like, bring more in even faster. Arrest anyone that criticizes it. And people are like, where's the depression? It's like all over the news. Sell everything you've got. Royal Bank of Scotland. Elites moving into armored redoubts. And I'm like, we're still here in America that is above water, but it's rising. And I'm getting to the point with, like, what am I trying to wake zombies up for? You know, it's just like they're just walking around sucking their thumbs or sitting on their thumbs. And I don't take pleasure in going, look at those idiots. Look at that in there. Look at that. Look at that idiot down there. There's nothing funny about it, though. There's no enjoyment about it. It's like if some crazy guy at a park, I was talking to a cop once, this happened to him in Dallas, is on PCP. And then they've already beat up five or six people. They're trying to kill somebody. You got to shoot them. There's no pleasure in shooting a loon on PCP. And by pleasure, it's not even the good feeling you stopped the criminal. You just stopped a nut. They didn't even know what they were doing. You can't help but feel bad, even though you just saved somebody. And that's what it's like dealing with this public that just goes, ha, ha, you're a conspiracy theorist. I learned that word. I'm real smart. And you're like, no, you're not. You just want to make me feel dumb, make yourself feel so superior. I actually heard that. I'm like, no, I don't want to feel superior to you. What, you want to feel better than people? I don't want to feel like I'm better than other people. Quite frankly, I think I'm pretty stupid. But then I look at people like you and I go, my God, I'm one of the most informed. I'm one of the better people. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Is our species really that good? And people revel in their ignorance. They revel in it as the evil is just intensifying by the day. And every institution is being basically overthrown and huge corruption is being set up in its place. I used to be mad at the basic institutions not realizing there were globalists in them, using them to discredit them while they prepared new institutions. I got more sophisticated in the last 7-8 years. So I get why people hate the state or hate the system. But you got to understand, that's only one facade of the enemy. Behind it is what we're dealing with. They'd love it if we went and had some civil war and burned down our local cities. They'd love that. They'd love it. They love it when Black Lives Matter goes and, you know, shoots some cop in the back of the head. Total idiocy. But these are epic times. I'm just saying, it's on. I shouldn't even have to prove anything else, okay? I mean, it's just in your face. They've got bad will. They're coming after us. They want to shut off our resources and make us dependent, not so they can re-engineer us and make us better. That always turns into a nightmare. Because I deserve my free will, so I'm not turning it over to you. The globalists admit, oh, no, they just want to get control to kind of phase humans out as we know it and in an orderly cultural culling. So I'll say it again. What are we going to do about this situation? What are you going to do for your children? What are you going to do for your family? Because world government's here, and the collapse of the world system by design incrementally is here. We're now in it. And it gets a lot worse the deeper we go. So do I even sit here and argue with people about global government or argue with it, argue that it's totalitarian? I mean, what do I do? That's a question for listeners I'd like to ask. Some of the articles up on Infowars.com, Hillary Clinton, owned by despotic sheikdoms, Kurt Nemo, corruption, quote, beyond comprehension. Her foundation alone has gotten $100 million from autocratic regimes in the Middle East. And it goes over it. I mean, crazy town folks that literally keep women in dungeons and are like something out of a, you know, Disney movie, like villains hobbling around like demonic ravens feeding on the people's souls. I mean, it's just disgusting. And of course, it's led by the chief feminist, so it's okay. It's like Hitler. You know, should get ADL awards, you know, because they give Schwarzenegger and George Soros them. But then if you're actually a Nazi hunter, the ADL says you're a Nazi. I mean, it's almost gotten to that point. and you got Hillary up here. I'm a woman. It's okay. I support theocracy and women being slaves. But she's going to teach women to hate their husbands and screw this country up, the place where women's suffrage comes from. Yeah, let's just destroy the birthplace of all the freedom because Hillary said so.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention women, new evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We got Richard, Kirby, Ruben, Aaron, Deandra, and others. We're going to your calls right now. And the guest is just popping in for like 10 minutes on the 9/11 pages, 28 pages that are so close to coming out next week. Will they come out? The CIA hasn't told us yet. They're doing a cliffhanger deal, obviously blackmailing the Saudis to see if they agree. We're going to be breaking all of that down, as I just mentioned. But right now, let's go to Richard in North Carolina. Says he's a Trump supporter, wants to talk about it. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor to be able to talk to you. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And I'm also a black male, and I try to fit in as much as I can really quick because there's a million things I can say, but I've been listening to you probably for about 7 years now, and I almost fell victim to the media spin. At first, I thought you were like some kind of weird racist guy, and then I started actually listening to you and paying attention, and every single thing that you have said is 100% truth. And I'm saying this because I go back and research stuff after you.
Well, thank you for your kind words. I mean, I'd say I'm probably 96-97% accurate. I make mistakes. Here's the difference. I mean, you're right. I try to tell the truth 100% of the time. I get some things wrong. Sometimes I've got a guest on and I'm not allowed to say everything, so I'm trying to like get it out, but without saying it all and breaking confidence. So then I'll say something later that I, you know, don't quite agree with, but I'm trying to tell the truth is the difference. So thank you for your kind words, sir. God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, my spidey senses have been going crazy because I was really quick. I was born and raised in the inner city, what you would call the hood. I went to Sunday school. My mom made us go to church as kids. So I learned through church about the New World Order. It wasn't until I became about probably in my 20s when I started hearing Reagan and the Bushes, both Bushes talking about the New World Order. I go in the scripture. I read all of that. Everything that is happening right now is taking place today. Okay, fast forward to this election. This election is really exposed. Everything is showing how everything is rigged. If people don't see this, they're blind. I think a lot of people are just hating on Trump because he made, you know, he's wealthy, so people can't see past the wealth to see that he really is our only chance to at least. We're not going to – look, one world government is going to happen because it's scriptural, it's written. It's going to happen, but we can fight it. Is I don't want to just get – you know, if I'm going
to – Sure, because doesn't the Bible say it's our job to resist it? Because it's about waking people up. The world system is going to come into place, but then it's going to fall very, very quickly, according to Scripture, and that's when people really wake up. So we lose the first half of the game, but we end up winning the game itself.
Yes, there is no rapture. You know, people who do make it through the tribulation, there will be people who will make it through. You have to fight, though. You can't just lay down and take it, you know. And I don't think that they're going to let Trump become president because this one world government system is so strong. I think they'll try to JFK him, or I think that, you know, there's going to be some kind of false flag or something like that. And
sure, I'll say this. If he is a deceiver, it's one of the most sophisticated deceptions I've ever seen because the globalists are genuinely upset at him. What he's doing is hurting their program. But he could be, and I'm not saying I believe this, a super double-crosser who's another globalist that wants to come in and get a more dominant position, maybe at the top of the New World Order, by claiming to be a nationalist. Now, I'm not saying that's what's happening, because they don't even want a discussion of nationalism going on. Or at a higher level, he's probably real, and they're letting him do this to try to destroy him later and try to basically defeat a populist movement early before the potential for it to win and succeed really peaks. Because once we're in a full-bore depression and people can't deny it, Richard, that's when a populist like Trump would be invincible. And so that's why they may want to basically trigger this revolution early to make sure it fizzles out. But let me say this. We talk about moral courage with these Navy SEALs and Army Rangers that were in the CIA detail at Benghazi and didn't stand down. We have one of them joining us coming up in an hour and a half. Amazing courage. But somebody like you who has the courage to support Trump, a nationalist, a populist, it takes courage if you're white to do it or Hispanic. But to be, you know, a black man and to do it, and these black folks and others, you know, who go out at these demonstrations who get targeted by the justice warriors and the rest of them, you know, those folks really get a hat tip from me. So, I mean, I admire your courage.
There's way more minorities who are actually pulling for Trump than the media is spending. And you have awakened a whole lot of people, Alex. You might not know it, but I have millions of black friends. I work with my majority of white folks, but there are so many people that are becoming awake now, and it's because of you, and of course God. God's lifting the veil on a lot of this stuff.
Oh, I'm just one little part of the wave. I'm just a few drops in a big wave, and Trump's just a few drops, but all of us together are the big wave coming in to say no to world government, no to what's happening, and they may be able to suppress this wave, but as the Bible shows us, the beast reigns for 1 hour. 1 hour. And preachers can say in biblical times that means a season, a year, a cycle, whatever. 1 hour. He's given 1 hour so that the whole world is shown what a con artist the devil is. And we see earlier tremors of this, like Obamacare being such a screw job. Everybody's going to find out it wasn't free and rips you off. You're going to be warned first.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with Principal Office in California is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Give me some more. Give me some more truth. I want to play a brief special report that we did months ago during the early primaries with Richard Reeves, John Bowne, and others when we were exposing the fact that Jeb Bush was connected to 9/11, the 28 pages. Trump picked up on that, obviously. And now you've got the CIA director saying they may release it next week. So we're going to play this special report and have a guest pop in and then go back to your calls and other news. But our government and criminal elements within other governments funding and financing and protecting radical jihadists is an old story. But the chapters now are coming quicker and quicker and are worse and worse and more out of control. We're going to play that special report in a moment. First off, InfoWarsStore.com has thousands of amazing items, some of the best-selling top items available on the Internet and available in stores around the world. We buy them in bulk, sell them at the lowest prices, in many cases below Amazon, and almost no one else will do that. We have high-quality, affordable foods at the very lowest prices you're going to find. We have one of the biggest sales we've ever run running on the four top bestsellers right now, and in Sunday, 30 to 40% off on the four-week, the three-month, the six-month, the one-year food supply at InfoWarsStore.com, powered by My Patriot Supply. We have the full spectrum of all their meals and InfoWars Select right there. And your purchase, again, helps fund this operation. We also have the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. The first run sold out. It's very, very popular. You want a multivitamin you actually absorb from an organic or plant-based derivative. It is fruit punch, naturally flavored by the vitamins and minerals and things that are in it. It is really amazing, and a lot of the folks that are what I call supplement Nazis out there, meaning they really want the highest standards, a.k.a. you know, soup Nazi from Seinfeld, it is available right there at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And believe me, folks, most people that take these hard vitamins don't absorb most of it. If it's a vitamin and it's powder form, that's a lot better, where it's in a gel caplet. And we have products that are based like that. You do absorb a lot of that. But when it's liquid, it's even better because the saliva starts breaking it down in your mouth, then it goes into your stomach, and then it just really gets absorbed that way. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find our nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. Orders of $50 or more, you get free shipping. You get additional 10% off the discounts we already have when you sign up for AutoShip as well. And again, you're funding the very tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty and exposing the global crime syndicates that are working together like a hydra to bring in this anti-human planetary regime. So InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality are our best sellers because they're organic, cold-pressed herbs and compounds known to basically go in and counteract the estrogen blockers and the, in some cases, or the estrogen mimickers, and really just get your glands operating the way they should be. All I know is it really works for me. It's got close to 5-star reviews, 4.5 reviews, thousands of reviews, by the way, on Super Male Vitality, almost 300 for Super Female Vitality. Check it out for yourself today, but it's sold out. Or did it just come back in? Because I saw it was sold out yesterday. Female is still available. Super Male is sold out. So I guess Female came back in. So that's some good news. And quite frankly, Super Female works just as good on men as it does as women. But people want a female formula, so it's tweaked a little bit and has a couple things in it that the male doesn't have. But quite frankly, I think it works better than the male. It's kind of goofy. I take Super Female. I'm Alex Jones. Buy this. But if I forget to bring a bottle home, if I run out, and there's some females sitting around, I just bam that back. It does the exact same thing, quite frankly. So Super Female Vitality, try it for yourself. And your purchase does fund the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Here is the John Bound Report with Richard Reeves. That basically began the beginning of the end of the Bush candidacy to a great extent. Donald Trump took it over the top, obviously, and deserves great credit for that. But let's look at this in context of the 28 pages set to come out next week.
You doing well?
Good to see you.
Governor Bush.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would you be one to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. Go.
Andrew
may have them.
Hopefully we can get them. Thank you.
What do you think?
Would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would you be one to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. Go. Andrew may have them.
Hopefully we can get them. Thank you.
For the few who have seen them, they're known as the 28 pages.
In those pages are names of people
who allegedly helped the Al-Qaeda killers, but who have never been held accountable.
Potential sources of foreign support for the September 11th hijackers, classified by the Bush administration. Why the 28 pages remain hidden from the public remains a mystery.
We know the 28 pages from Senator Graham and Senator Jones that have seen it, and military we've had on that have seen it. It says Saudi Arabia ran the attacks to blame Iraq. That was always the plan. And then our own government, bare minimum, stood down. And, of course, it was more than that. But we have the fact that it now, to a great extent, was an inside job.
I have read the 28 pages, and the 28 pages have nothing to do with national security. Nothing. Or I wouldn't be standing here. It's all about relationships and involvement in 9/11.
I want those documents declassified. I'm embarrassed to be associated with a work product that is secret.
I am convinced that there was a direct line between at least some of the terrorists who carried out the September 11th attacks and the government of Saudi Arabia. He called it a smoking gun. And he went on to say, the reason for this cover-up goes right up to the White House.
This is sort of shocking when you read it. As I read it, we all had our own experience. I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything.
What do we know is in the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 report? People that have seen it said it would bring down the whole system.
I've met with and talked to multiple members of Congress who read it. They are convinced the American people need to see it. It has to do with information which is not convenient to the White House, either White House, the Clinton White House or the Bush White House, and it has to do with an ally, but since it looked the other way and allowed a lot of support for the terrorists who conducted the attack.
We're here today to call for the release of those 28 pages. The survivors, civilian heroes, and families of the victims of September 11 terrorist attacks, some of whom are here today, deserve the full truth.
We cannot let page after page of blanked out documents be obscured behind a veil, leaving these families to wonder if there is additional information surrounding these horrible acts.
My son, Matthew C. Salito, was murdered September 11th. 2001.
On September 11th, I lost my husband, Tom Strada. My husband, Victor, was the captain of United Flight 175 that struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th at 9:03 a.m.
My father never got to see me compete on my horse, cheer me on at a lacrosse game, or hear me speak at my middle school graduation.
When you tell me there's a security risk and that's the reason you're not making these public, Mr. President, I call you a liar.
He would be laughing and saying, you go get him, Terry. You go get him. Don't let them get away with this. Don't let them hide the truth. And don't let the people that were behind it not pay.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good. All right, good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
you
be one to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. Go.
When I dream of my wedding day, I will carry his picture and wish he were there with me.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. Go.
My son's dead. And I don't know all the facts.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. Go.
Keeping it a secret about those who facilitated it must end now.
Well,
Andrew, we may have
him. Hopefully we can get him. Thank you.
Now, coming up in the next segment, I'm going right back to your calls for folks that are patiently holding Leandra, Aaron, Kirby, Debbie, and others. But Les Jamison's, I guess I've probably known him for 14, 15 years, putting on 9/11 events, citizen journalism investigations. He's been working since October 2015 to spearhead an effort to generate grassroots support for legislation releasing 28 pages. HR14.org is the website. We've had, obviously, Congressman Walter Jones, I said senator during the report, on, and a lot of other folks breaking that down. Cybele Edmonds, who actually heard the NSA chatter, the transcripts of what really happened. Criminal elements of our government are working with Saudi Arabia and with jihadis. And look at what's happened with Obama now, funding it all into Syria. And they think that we're ignorant about this, and some people are, and they can get away with it. But Now we have the head of the CIA saying he may release some of it or all of it next week. What are you expecting to happen next week from all your sources and following this, Les Jameson? And where do you think this is going to go? I mean, obviously, some people will say, hey, it's a lot more than that. Bombs in the buildings, everything else. Yeah, we get that. But if you prove there's a cover-up and a stand-down on 9/11, that blows the door open for the whole investigation. It's like, you know, finding a guy with one dead kid in the back of his car. Now you get a search warrant to go into the basement where there's 20 dead kids. The point is, we've got a dead kid in the car. We got this guy pulled over, and he's got explaining to do. Right, Les?
Yeah, exactly right, Alex. Thank you so much for having me on today. I think a great illustration of the value of the 28 pages to the overall investigation of 9/11, which needs to be conducted, is a recent Rasmussen report poll that came out 15 days after the 60 Minutes piece. So they had 15 days to survey the thoughts and the attitudes of Americans. Well, in this report, 74% of Americans want everything declassified about 9/11, and only a quarter feel that they've been told the total truth about 9/11. So 75% know that we've been either lied to, misled, and deprived of all the facts and details. That's huge. So the 28 pages has had, I think, an immense value. And I've seen this building, Alex, the pressure building, especially since December, with efforts in Congress to get more and more co-sponsors. Then late March, there was an article written by Jersey widow Kristen Breitweiser, printed in, published in the Huffington Post, called Obama of Arabia. Absolutely scathing article about the fact that this government continues to suppress and protect the interests of Saudi Arabia over the concerns and the needs and the interests of the American people and, of course, the 9/11 families. So then the 60 Minutes piece came out on the 10th of April, and since then it has been an unbelievable display of high-profile news coverage that's pretty much wall-to-wall, just about saturation coverage. And the controversy is unbelievable, where now we have John Brennan, director of the CIA, and Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton kind of reversing their earlier positions in which they favored release of the 28 pages. And we have also the Obama White House kind of trying to downplay the value of the 28 pages completely 180 degrees opposite from the statements of the 9/11 commissioner.
Where they said they wanted the 28 pages from the congressional report release, and there was a cover-up going on, 6 of the 10. Well, that shows the major pressure, the threats that are being made. But the good news is everybody's learning about stand-downs, about Saudi Arabia. People are going, hey, that's the country where 15 of them came from. Why did we attack Iraq? I mean, really, regardless, they're losing in the court of public opinion whether they cover up or not. And Saudi Arabia threatening us to pull $850 billion a few weeks ago and you know, acting so suspicious, and the fact that people know that ISIS is just Al-Qaeda and the West is funding it as their jihad army for destabilization less. I mean, this is really an exciting time to see the truth come out. And now we've gone from false flag terrorism and inside job being an unknown terms to being ubiquitous out there. I mean, I think this is evidence that citizen journalists, the whistleblowers that get the real credit in the government and other areas, and the families and activists and countless others, and Walter Jones, the congressman hammering in on this broadcast, and our audience, millions of people taking action, Drudge Report linking to it. It's not about credit. The point is the people are taking action, and it shows the Associated Press's media has a 6% approval rating now, mainstream media, 6% trust rate. I think you can stick a fork in them. They're done. Whether it's this or the TPP or anything else they try to push, this establishment has zero credibility.
Yes, yes, very dramatic. And, well, I think also we're witnessing that within Congress, you have Walter Jones, you know, Steve Lynch, Thomas Massie, and then some new faces that have come forth supporting the effort to release the 28 pages, which is very dramatic. For instance, Bob Sherman of Colorado, who's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You know, let me add one or two more here. Devin Nunes, who is a very much kind of a hawk warmonger, type of, if you hear his interviews on TV. However, and this is significant because he has come out favoring the release of the 28 pages. And, Alex, he's the head of the House Intelligence Committee. And anybody who wants to, within Congress, gain access to read the 28 pages has to put in a request to that House Intelligence Committee. And so there are many very, very dramatic things going on. Thomas Drake, NSA whistleblower, has come forth.
Sure, we've had him on.
Yeah.
Very excited.
An attorney, constitutional attorney Bruce Fine, has written a couple of our excellent articles about the need for Congress to release the 28 pages.
The truth is, this has given 9/11 truth a giant opening to expose this whole underworld of the left working with radical Wahhabist Saudi Arabian Captain Caveman craziness. And it's a very, very exciting time to be alive. And we look to see what gets released next week. Les Jamison, thank you so much. HR14.org. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We want to write your phone calls. Write your phone calls. Debbie and Leandra and others, stay with us.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention women, new evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Articles up on InfoWars.com. Obama threatens public schools, enact tranny bathrooms, or lose funding. Don't be fooled. Politician Obama couldn't care less about individual rights. It's about creating confusion so they can talk to your elementary school students and say, maybe you're a man, maybe you're a woman. Take your parental rights away and convince your 10-year-old son to chop his genitals off. And by the way, most of the people that end up having their genitals cut off later say they got pressured into it by a cult and that they're very upset about it. Yeah, no kidding. Now, if you want to do it, you like it. I'm not, whatever. The point is, it shouldn't be reading, writing, and arithmetic, not how to have your Johnson cut off. Not reading, writing, arithmetic, and how to have your genitals cut off. That's not what the schools are. The government shouldn't be talking to seven-year-olds about having two mommies or two daddies, because everybody needs to be comfortable with it. Another report here, Trump's wall no different than Ellis Island. We're going to get to all of this. There's so much to cover. I've got a bunch of news I want to get to dealing with Obamacare. People are really finding out what an overall bad deal that is. Not a bad deal for the foreign banks and insurance companies, though. They're going to do quite nicely. We have the guy that did the joke Hitler dog video that got arrested from Scotland joining us. Oh, yeah, that's coming up. We have one of the heroes of Benghazi joining us to talk about the ordered stand down. This is big. But Debbie and Lee Andra and Suzette and Kirby and Aaron, I'm going to get to all of you before the guests come on. Let's go to Leandra in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I was calling because there's been like a lot of chatter like on your show and on Coast to Coast about Trump wanting to choose Mary Fallon for like his running mate or whatever. And I think personally that's like a horrible choice. She just recently, like this past week, vetoed an informed consent bill, which was bill number 3016. Like, our prisons are running at 122% because we're, like, at max capacity. And, like, our budget is, like, $1.3 billion deficit. And I don't know, like, in the school of the establishment or whatever, I would just say she's maybe not at the cool table, but she's still one of them. And I was just kind of wanting to relay that to y'all.
Well, doesn't everybody want to be at the cool table? Well, I will look more into the Republican governor of Oklahoma. I think the idea is to get a smart, you know, more conservative woman as his VP to try to neutralize the gimmick, you know, that Hillary's a woman, so it's okay that she's gotten $100 million from sheiks and people that, you know, turn women into total slaves in the Middle East. But I do get your point. We will investigate it more. Speaking of that, the Republicans in the Senate have approved a budget, $200-plus billion, bigger than what Obama even asked for. In fact, it's 261 million bigger, but the budget is in the hundreds of billions. I'm going to get to all that coming up right now. Thank you, Leandra. We'll investigate it. Debbie in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to let you know that the silver bullet saved my mom's life. She was hospitalized in mid-March around the same time Merle Haggard had gotten ill when they had seen a lot of chemtrails in the sky. She had gone to the doctor, and then 2 days later fell seriously ill. They had to rush her to the hospital. She had a really bad lung disorder, and the hospital said they didn't think she'd make it out alive. She was literally in there for 5 days. By the third day, I rushed my sister up there with silver bullet because I'm not in the same state. And my sister started giving her double doses of the recommended dose. My mother is now home, doing better, on oxygen, but they didn't think she would leave the hospital.
Wow. You know, 2.5 years ago, my uncle died. His son died, got the same stuff. It was a mystery illness killing thousands in East Texas. Stay there, ma'am. I'm going to come back in 70 seconds. I want to tell you our personal story with what happened. And then by the time they were already dead, we're like, we better take colloidal silver. My dad was sick from visiting him. 3 rounds of antibiotics wouldn't help him, but the colloidal silver, we believe, knocked it out. Stay there.